The faith that can't be shaken is the faith that has been shaken. So please be seated. These words from Randy Alcorn help kick off our time together this morning. The faith that can't be shaken is the faith that has been shaken. Following Jesus, living for Jesus, joining Jesus on his mission is hard. It's exhausting. Cross training is difficult stuff. And because it is, sometimes we are left exhausted and depleted, mentally and emotionally worn out. Just for a moment, let's take stock of where we are right now in our lives in this training session. Are you tired? Are you worn out? What does Jesus say? Come to me, all you who are weary. I will give you rest. Have the days been long? Have the trials been hard? What does Jesus say? He says, lay your burdens on me. You've heard this. The question then is this: do you believe it? And do you do it? When you are emotionally and mentally exhausted, you and I, we need to remember what God says and who He is. We need to remember what God says and who He is. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction. Elijah was done. He went toe-to-toe with the pagan prophets. He received a death threat from the queen. And he spiraled quickly into a state of mental and emotional exhaustion. He stood up for the one true God, lived his life for him, and it left him toasted and roasted. He ran. He fled deep into the wilderness. He sat down under a tree and he prayed. He prayed for death to come. His exact words were, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take my life away, for I am no better than my father's. The question we have to ask as we look at this is, did Elijah forget who God was when he said these words? Did Elijah forget what his God was capable of? No, I don't think so at all. I believe what we see here is just an exhausted servant of God who leaves absolutely nothing hidden. He gives an open, brutally honest lament of how exhausted and tired and worn out he is. He lets God know how hard it has been for him to follow the teaching and the truth of God. And so what does he do? He throws out this cry for help, this plea to God to intercede on his behalf. Does God give up on his exhausted child? No. What does he do? If you look at 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 5, you're going to find the answer. What does God do? God lets Elijah sleep. He was exhausted. And so what did Elijah need? He needed a long nap. God allowed him to sleep. Because God knew how exhausted he was. He knew what he was going through. He knew what he was asking Elijah to do. And he knew what he was asking Elijah to do was not easy. So he let him sleep. So you who are in the midst of your cross training, you who are exhausted and emotionally drained from the daily rigors of following Jesus and serving him by loving your family and your friends and your neighbors, guess what God says to you? Take a nap. Rest a bit. Get those much needed hours of rest because another struggle will be before you. And then we see that God fed Elijah. The angel came and provided him some sustenance, right? And then what did Elijah do after he ate? He went back to sleep. He went back to bed. And God let him do what? He let him sleep. He knew what his servant needed. And then after that long snooze, the second time this angel of the Lord comes to Elijah and he touches him and he says, "Arise and eat." And then he added there in verse 7, he said, "Arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you." It's too great for you, Elijah. You can't do this yourself. So arise and eat. And then get back out there now. With the strength that you receive from this food. But not just from the food, right? The strength of the food that the Lord provided in him. God fed him. God gave him what he needed to get back out there. And guess what? God does the same for you and me. We are emotionally and mentally exhausted. It's hard to follow Jesus. It's hard to join him on his mission. It's hard to live in the world but not be of the world. But yet, friends, what does God do for us? He feeds us. Yes, food. But what I'm talking about here is what really gives us the strength. Every single day. And that's this. That's the word of God. Remember, when you are emotionally exhausted and you're nearly burned out from serving and following Christ in all your different vocations, what do we need to remember? What God says and who He is. Where do you get that? Right here. You get fed that truth here. Every time that you feed on God's word, you receive a fresh taste, a renewed awareness of God's power, His presence, His love, His mercy, His grace, His care for you and me, His followers. Candy didn't read it this morning, but you know what else God did for His exhausted servant Elijah? He listened. He listened to Elijah's fears. He listened to Elijah's frustrations. He listened until Elijah ran out of words and had nothing left to say. God listened. He listened because He knew that this is exactly what Elijah needed. Then He came in the silence of a whisper. Are you exhausted? Are you tired? Are you fed up? Let it out. Let God know. Because here's the thing, He already knows what you're going through. He already knows how hard it is to do what you do in service to Him as you love your family, as you love your friends, as you love your neighbors. So take this amazing opportunity that He gives to you every day. Like I said it before, He's like a quickie mart, 24/7. He's there to listen to you. You're tired of it all? Okay, talk to Him about it. Don't want to know what's next? Okay, talk to Him about it. When we are emotionally exhausted, tired, hungry, and full of complaints, what are we to do? We're to learn from those in the Bible, right? To learn from Elijah. Sleep, eat, talk, and repeat if you need to. All the while remembering what God says. Come to Me, you who are weary. Come to Me, you who are burdened. Come to Me, and I will give you rest. We need to shift our eyes from the problems, the struggles, the frustrations, the weariness, and fix our eyes on Jesus. We need to shift our eyes from all these things and fix our eyes on Jesus. And when we shift our eyes toward Jesus, we realize that we are not in control. But He is. We realize that we don't have to take on this world by ourselves. We don't even have to play God when we have Him in our corner. Better yet, when we have Him in our hearts. We have Him who is willing to do the heavy lifting so that you and I can rest and refocus to get back out there again tomorrow, picking up our cross, joining Jesus, and loving our family, our friends, and our neighbors. Knowing that He comforts us in all our afflictions. knowing that he comforts us in all our afflictions, we can comfort those then who are in any affliction too. We are able to comfort them with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God through Christ to us, and then where? Out to others. Paul knew the strength of the Almighty God, the comfort and this encouragement that Paul is talking about here. He's saying to us, he's reminding us that it can only come from one person, one place, and that is from God through Jesus Christ. He provides us encouragement. He provides us the courage to get up and go again and again and again, because he is always there. He is always by our sides. What hope that you and I have, that amidst the suffering, the affliction that is brought into our lives brings our focus back to him, back to Christ. The suffering we face brings us closer to Christ. Yes, the suffering we face brings us closer to Christ, who suffered so much, so that we wouldn't have to suffer eternally. Remember what I said at the beginning from Randy Alcorn? The faith that can't be shaken is the faith that has been shaken. God is faithful. God is faithful, and when we suffer, our faith is refined, because through experience, we learn that God is good. We learn that God is worthy of our praise, worthy of our trust. And then as we learn this, guess what happens? It goes out from us. It doesn't just sit here anymore. It goes out from us to others. You and I, who are emotionally and mentally worn down from the daily rigors of joining Jesus, share that gospel, share that sweet comfort that we receive from the cross of Jesus. Living in and sharing the life of Christ with others has a cost. And yet Paul helps us look beyond that momentary affliction. I'm going to finish up our time together in 2 Corinthians 4, beginning there in verse 7. I'm going to read this for us here. It says something similar to this. 2 Corinthians 4, beginning of verse 7. We now have this light, this little gospel light of mine, shining in our hearts. This little gospel light of mine shining in our hearts that God has entrusted to us, who ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our power is not our power, that our great power, this little light that shines in us, comes from God. And though we are pressed on every side by troubles, we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down and persecuted, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we get up again. We get knocked down, but we get up again. One more time. We get knocked down, but we get up again. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Friends, Paul reminds us here that though we may think that we are at the end of our rope, we are never out of hope. Though we may think that we are at the end of our rope, we are never out of our hope. For God never abandons us. God uses those difficult times. God uses those struggles. God uses the mental and emotional exhaustion that we are facing to draw us closer to Him. And then to be a blessing to others. You know it, all around you, people are hurting. They're broken. You know that God has supplied us with what they need. They need love. They need us to love them. That means to listen to them. They need us to love them. That means to observe their life. They need us to love them. That means to voice God's truth in love. They need us to love them. That means to embrace them with the love of God in Christ Jesus. We can make a difference. We who are tired and weary and broken down, we can make a difference in the lives of God's children. And so it is my prayer that we who struggle, that we who too are afflicted, can lean into Christ and grow through these difficult times. And then we can comfort those too who are afflicted the way Christ comforts us. You see, whether it's Elijah back in the Old Testament, Paul in the New Testament, you, me, your neighbor, your friend, your family member, doesn't matter. God stands ready and willing to help. To help you, to help them work through the exhaustion. For God hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't left you alone. Nope. Amidst it all, He is there comforting you in your affliction so that you can be a comfort to others. Because as Paul says, His grace is sufficient for you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.